You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Ben Trefney, in for Hana Baba. We all know the Middle East is the birthplace of Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. But did you know it's home to an even older religion? Zoroastrianism is a monotheistic faith that began in ancient Iran more than 3,000 years ago. It was the dominant religion during three Persian empires. But since then, the global population has dwindled to a little over 100,000 followers, according to the Federation of Zoroastrian Associations of North America. About 10,000 of those people live in the U.S., and the Bay Area is a hub for the community. In fact, there's a Zoroastrian temple in San Jose. It's one of only eight across all of North America. Right now marks the end of when people celebrate Persian New Year, or Nowruz. KALW reporter Asal Asanapour celebrates with her Iranian family. She decided to learn more about who the modern-day Zoroastrians are, since they represent the origins of her own cultural traditions.
It's the first day of spring. I'm welcomed by the smell of fresh herbs as I walk through the door. My entire family is scattered around the house, where orange tulips bloom everywhere. We're here to celebrate the Persian New Year, Nowruz, which translates to New Day. We gather together for a feast of Persian foods like herb, rice, and fish. As my cousin gives her niece new money, a customary gift.
Happy New Year!
The customs of Nowruz are shared by people of all faiths in Iran and its diaspora. Muslims, Jews, Christians, Baha'is. But its rituals actually come from Zoroastrianism, one of the oldest religions in the world. The day after Nowruz, I find myself in Palo Alto, washing my face with rose water.
I love rose water.
Oh, you do? Then let me give you some.
I actually do. I have a little spray of it in my purse.
No way.
I do.
I've just arrived at the home of Nilu Farhad.
I was born and raised in Iran, and I am Zoroastrian by birth.
Now, Nilu doesn't consider herself a very observant Zoroastrian, but she believes in the spirit of Nowruz. What you do on the new year carries you through the rest of the year.
That's where the Zoroastrian part, at least for me, comes. You think well, you speak well, you behave well.
Like many Iranians, she follows certain traditions every year, like creating the customary altar called a hafsin table.
Fixing up the table for you so that it looks good for you.
This beautiful hafsin table.
Yeah, it's
Hafsin means seven S's, and each of the items on the table start with a sound.
Sib, which means apple, symbolizes health. Serke, which is vinegar, it symbolizes age and maturity.
The Hafsin table reflects wishes for the year to come. Its roots stem back to the number seven and the Zoroastrian creation story. But the table isn't a mandated practice. People of all religions include their own books of worship, like the Torah, Bible, or Quran. Some Iranians even include Sufi poetry as a symbol of their personal ideology. Nilu says that inclusivity is what Nowruz, or Persian New Year, is all about.
And I think that's why it survived so long, is because it is not tied to one religion.
But it all originated with Zoroastrianism. Persian kings like Darius popularized the holiday, which created a tradition of celebration across countries like modern-day Afghanistan, Turkey, and of course, Iran. Today, Nowruz is regarded as both religious and secular. Religious in that Zoroastrians are expected to clean their houses and go to the fire temple. But it's secular in that even the non-observant get together with family for celebratory meals. Every year at the beginning of spring, hundreds of local Zoroastrians gather in San Jose, where the Persian Zoroastrian organization hosts a party in honor of the new year.
My name is Khashayar Anushe. I go by Kashi here in the U.S., easier to pronounce.
Kashi moved to the Bay Area in the early 80s, back when there were just a handful of Zoroastrians here. As the community's grown, he's tried to preserve its teachings.
Thoughtfulness. The core thing is education and progress and understanding of your surroundings.
Some call Zoroastrianism more of a philosophy than a religion. It's reflective. There's no official day of worship. And therein lies an obstacle to preserving the culture.
It could work both ways. it definitely could work both ways.
Kashi says that on the one hand, it's good to have progressive thinkers who make independent choices.
But from the perspective of, you know, trying to get the community mobilized to do something, no, that one is, it gets tougher. Because everybody's going to have their own ideas.
At the party, I watch people greet each other with a kiss on each cheek before the kids lead a prayer to ring in the new year. A little girl approaches the dance floor, absorbed in Persian dance. The party is set to go on like this until midnight. While the Persian Zoroastrians were celebrating Saturday night, the Parsis were having a Nowruz party of their own.
The Iranians like to have music and dancing, but the Parsis are more interested in their food.
Now, the Parsis also practice Zoroastrianism, but come from India and Pakistan, where they settled after leaving Iran sometime between the 7th and 10th century.
Hi, my name is Nazneen Shpleet, and I was born in Karachi, Pakistan.
Nazneen is the former president of Zartoshti Anjuman of Northern California, the Parsi organization here in the Bay. Parsi literally means from Persia in Gujarati, but with a recent migration to North America, Iranian Zoroastrians and Parsis have come together for the first time in over 1,000 years.
They were different and yet they were alike.
Different language, different food, different culture.
Then when we go back to see a little bit of the culture, we say, oh, we always used to eating this dish, but we can now see that the origins did come from Iran.
Nazneen says the convergence of communities here in North America allows the next generation of Zoroastrians to come together. They even share a temple in San Jose. So, while different languages once divided them, English can bridge that divide. And since the Zoroastrian community is so small, so scattered, this reunion feels even more important.
And now, of course, everyone is worried that the population is dying and dwindling, but all these tales of maybe just overblown.
Though the worldwide Zoroastrian population is shrinking, the Bay Area numbers have grown, especially in job-rich Silicon Valley. Jamshid Varza noticed this growth back in 1996, but found there wasn't a single place his kids could learn about their Zoroastrian heritage.
It was one morning we were at breakfast table talking with Mitra.
Mitra is Jamshid's wife.
The kids would go to school and they would see their friends go to church, go to synagogues, and they said, so what are we? And they had no idea.
So Jamshid and Mitra started a Zoroastrian school.
The first class we had probably 8 or 9, but after the first year, the second year, I had 44 students.
Turns out students loved it, and eventually it brought Zoroastrians of all ages together.
All parents, grandparents, extended family, people coming from overseas, because they wanted to be together.
The classes still exist, but not under the Varzas. Since then, Jamshid's been producing documentaries on Zoroastrianism. He also helped start Stanford's Zoroastrian Lecture Series, which became a department that lasted 6 years. Jamshid and Mitra say these efforts have given the next generation a feeling of belonging.
Just a sense of, so this is what we believe. This is what my ancestors believed. This is where I come from. This is what they did. This is how it all happened.
Mitra says education does more than bring Zoroastrian kids back to their roots. Traditions like Nowruz inspire regrowth. It's the celebration of life, of what sustains us.
You just felt it wasn't just the nature having a rebirth, but it was everything having a rebirth. And that sense of renewal was magical.
Magical for everyone, since after all, the beauty of Nowruz is that it extends to anyone who wishes to celebrate, whether you're Zoroastrian or not. In San Jose, I'm Asala Sanipour for Cross Currents.